ready to start. The last couple of weeks in Holden Village on concert night, I have said the same kind of a speech, and I'll say it again tonight. One of the delightful things about being in Holden Village is the great number of talented people that are always here, who want to perform, who want to be part of the worship services, and who also want to be part of the concert. This evening we have a wonderful variety of performers who are scheduled to perform, and we want to get started right away because there are a lot of people who volunteered, and so I'll simply introduce the first performer, the first performers, and they are Cy and Ruth Warmanen, and they are from Fortune Lake, Michigan.
Our thing in the last couple of years since this Lutheran Book of Worship came out is to dig around in this book and find all kinds of fun celebration songs in here that don't necessarily meet the eye. And so to draw young people along with us in this, we've just devised playing a little bit and invite you to follow along if you'd like. The first one we will do is Canticle number 14. I spread a few LBWs in the neighborhood here, so look at it as we introduce it. Ruth will play it once, and then we'll sing it a little bit, and we'll sing it together. And this was put into words by my friend at LSTC, John Arthur, who was a delightful sort of a person who some of you know has died recently. John Arthur is responsible for writing many of the wordings of the liturgy and the hymns and the canticles in this, the LBW. So John Arthur is a friend, and Listen, You Nations of the World comes from chapter 31 of Jeremiah. And if you have the Good News version of that, it shows a picture of young women dancing for joy and men young and old making merry. So let's enjoy it a little bit. Number 14. Take the 23rd psalm that all of us know quite well and put it to an old country song tune sort of a thing. So turn back to 456 if you please would, and what we'll do is we'll sing this one, and I'll sing it the first verse so that you get the tune into your mind, and then after that we sort of sing it as a jumbled up round. Start it at the time of the beginning of any phrase. So I'll just head on in, and I'll keep on with the second and third all the way through to the end. Ruth will pick up and kind of introduce those of you that'd like to start on the second phrase. You know, so you start where streams of living water flow, but do it after a while. And then if you feel like you're not quite ready yet, wait around and do it the third time, and maybe even the fourth time, and come to the end of the song, we'll just wait till everybody gets done. But when you get to the next verse, press on regardless. Don't stop and wait for anything. Just keep on going, and you'll get it, I think. You'll recognize the tune, I think.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, I ran.
Thank you, Cy and Ruth. The next performer that we're going to hear is Marcia Urenberg, and she's from Imago Dei, which is a camp in Wisconsin. Marcia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha. The next performers that we are going to hear are Carl Kelly, who is from the Badlands Bible Camp in Medora, North Dakota, together with Rob Meyer, who comes from Camp Perkins in Idaho.
When Gabe said he wanted some people to sing tonight and do other things, said he was hoping that maybe you'd get some things that you could take back with you and use at your camps, which means that we should be doing something that you haven't already done at camp. So I pulled one out of the bag of songs that I've written, and with a great amount of ego said, "Hey, here's my song for you guys. And if you like it, take it." This is published in 1976, VCS materials from Augsburg, and as is true with most large companies, I thought I was going to get the copyright, but Augsburg has it. So if you want it, you take it. This is called A Reach Out. Another funny thing about this song is after memorizing hundreds of songs, I have trouble remembering the one I wrote. Can't memorize it, so I've got it on words here so I remember it.
Reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to the people on the street, reach out to the country, reach across the sea. Come on, reach out and touch everyone you meet. God created everything that grows. He made you from your head down to your toes. He reached out and he touched you and it shows. So we reach out till everybody knows. Reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to the people on the street. Reach across the country, reach across the sea. Come on, reach out and touch everyone you meet. God sent Jesus Christ to be his son. Sent him out to die in the midday sun. He reached out and he touched us, everyone. He made the dumb man speak and the lame man run. Reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to the people on the street. Reach across the country, reach across the sea. Come on, reach out and touch everyone you meet. Reach out in the darkness of the night. Reach out with your candle, give it light. Reach out to the blind and give them sight, give them sight. Reach out to the wrong and make it right. Reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to the people on the street. Reach across the country, reach across the sea. Come on, reach out and touch everyone you meet. Come on and reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to the people on the street. Reach across the country, reach across the sea. Come on, reach out and touch everyone you meet.
Thank you. This is a song that's been around a few years. And as they say in the mountains, a little east of here, y'all sing along if you want to.
Well, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee. Well, every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I'm down on my knees, it's when I... What's the verses? I can't remember this one either. Thank you. Well, put your hand in the hand of the man who fell the water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee. Well, Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, it's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy led his life with 2 kids and a wife, and you do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Come on, let's sing. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee.
Thanks to Carl and Rob. The next group that we have is a group from Agapedale. That's an acronym for Lutherdale and Agape Camp put together.
We have to change our name. It's Skagapedale because we have Sky Ranch with us now. Every summer, all of our camps are blessed. So I don't know what to do with Laos, Skagapedale Laos. Every summer, all of our camps are blessed by a group of people, college students, who come and serve on our staffs. This past summer, we had a number of talented people, as I'm sure all of you did. I think that one of the best ways to communicate to campers is to take the music that is in vogue at the time and simply reuse that music with some different words. So I threw that idea out to a couple of my staff members last summer, and they took a song called Celebrate by Kool and the Gang, which was done, was real big about 2 summers ago, and they changed the words, and that's what we're gonna do for you right now.
Woo, woo! Today, let's celebrate. It's okay. We're gonna pray.
praise the good Lord today. Let's celebrate. It's okay!
Thank you. Thank you to the group from Agape Dale. That's actually Lutherdale in Wisconsin and Agape Camp in Pennsylvania. And there's a third one. Where is that from? Oh, and well, Buffy is a representative of Lutherdale. The next group is a group of people from right here in Holden Village, and that's Dar Krennic and her friends.
Hi, my friends are going to join me in just a minute. I hope. A song I'd like to share with you this evening, maybe some of you are familiar with it, is called the Mountaintop Song. And I think it's kind of appropriate because whether we're at camp or here at Holden or wherever we are in our lifetime, we always have mountaintop experiences and we always have the valleys. And sometimes being right here on a mountaintop, you can have valley experiences also. And as tomorrow I leave, I've been thinking a lot about this song and what it means. And today we went hiking to Holden, and as I was coming back down into the valley to the village and just saw all of God's beauty, it really didn't sadden me, but it only excited me to know that I can go out to the people out there and let them know that they can come to a mountaintop too. I love to sing and I love to pray, worship the Lord most every day. I go to the temple and I want to stay, to hide from the hustle of the world and its ways. And I'd love to live on a mountaintop, fellowshipping with the Lord. I'd love to stay on this mountaintop, 'cause I love to feel my spirit soar. But I've got to come down from this mountaintop to the people in the valley below. Oh, they'll never know that they can go to the mountain of the Lord. Now praising the Father is a good thing to do, worship the Trinity in spirit and truth. But if we worship all of the time, there would be no one to lead the blind. But I'd love to live on a mountaintop, fellowshipping with the Lord. I'd love to stand on this mountaintop, 'cause I love to feel my spirit soar. But I've got to come down from this mountaintop to the people in the valley below. Oh, they'll never know that they can go to the mountain of the Lord. Now I am not saying that worship is wrong, but worship is more than just singing a song. It's all that you say in everything that you do. It's letting His Spirit live through you. But I'd love to live on a mountaintop, fellowshipping with the Lord. I'd love to stand on a mountaintop, 'cause I love to feel my spirit soar. But I've got to come down from the mountaintop to the people in the valley below. Oh, they'll never know that they can go to the mountain of the Lord. Join in if you can. But I'd love to live on a mountaintop, fellowshipping with the Lord. I'd love to stand on a mountaintop, 'cause I love to feel my spirit soar. But got to come down from this mountain top to the people in the valley below, or they'll never know that they can go to the mountain of the Lord. Can be servants to you, and hopefully you can continue to be servants to one another, and not only stop there, but continue to be servants to all your brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever you might come in contact with them.
Neighbor, let me be your servant, let me be as Christ to you.
Oh,
thank you to Dar Krennic and her friends. The next performer that we're going to hear is Jack Swanson, and Jack is from Lutheran Outdoor Ministries in Illinois.
Says J.S. Bach on the shirt.
I used to have a big coat and a sweatshirt, a winked eye. Lost weight since. No shirt. We've been hearing a lot of things, newly creative things that have been done in Holden and by camp directors in their program. I thought it'd be fun tonight to write our own song. Right? Thank you.
Thank you. The next performer is Rosie Haugie, and she's from Agape Camp in Pennsylvania.
I'm sort of a bedroom singer. I mean that I usually go in the bedroom and sing. And the only time that I sing in front of people, it seems, is at camp directors' conferences, and I always sing the same song. So I apologize to those of you who have heard this quite a number of times. But I was trying to think of how this song could be taken back to camps, and I think it could be quite applicable to the spouses that are here of camp directors. And that I sing this, I go into my bedroom and sing this when Dean has had broken down lawnmowers and water pipes to fix and counselors to solve problems at council. And I have to make an appointment to see him. And I go home and my little boy has taken the toilet paper and trailed it down the basement steps and taken the sofa cushions and all the cushions in the house and made a fort. So I go in my bedroom and sing this song.
Thank you, Rosie. The next two performers that we're going to hear are Paul Evenson, who is from El Camino Pines, California. And singing with him will be Tom Hind from Upper Missouri Camp, Epping, North Dakota.
Over the past few years, I've developed a liking for country music. And
What I'd like to do is to sing a couple love songs for you. And first one is entitled Love Songs Are Made for Two or More. And it's a song that suggests some images where we love each other, and you can't do that alone. And it's a pleading for each of us not to ignore the people who have been given to us, because they're special and they're prizes. And the second one, it's entitled Let Love Have a Word with Your Fears. And it's based on the assumption that we really do live what we believe. We show what we are by the faith that we live. And that's where the bottom line is for each of us. Love songs are made for two or more, like a phone call that brings a friend near, like building sandcastles or ending the year. Love songs are made for two. So please don't ignore the ones chosen for you, the ones who would give you their time, the people who love you, the ones who are true and who smile when you ask for a dime. They still smile when you ask for a dime. Love songs are made for two or more, like a welcome that says you belong, like hello, I've missed you, it's been way too long. Love songs are made for two. So please don't ignore the ones chosen for you, the ones who would give you their time, the people who love you, the ones who are true and who smile when you ask for a dime. They can still smile when you ask for a dime. And love songs are made for two or more, like goodbye, I'm sorry, I've sinned, and the waves on your shore will wash you once more. Love songs are made for two. So please don't ignore the ones chosen for you, the ones who would give you their time, the people who love you, the ones who are true, who can smile when you ask for a dime. They still smile when you ask for a dime. You tell what you are. Nobody's gonna have to look far. You're singing it out so loud and so clear. But let love have a word with your fears. You tell what you are by the faith that you live, by the ways that you show how you're willing to give, by the house you will build as you live out your days, as you pick up your tools and you work out your ways. You tell what you are.
Nobody's gonna have to look far. You're singing it out so loud and so clear, but let love have a word with your fears. There are times you are wanting to give and receive, and times that you tell me I'd better just leave. Like it or not, you live your belief in the ways you distribute your love and your grief. You tell what you are. Nobody's gonna have to look far. You're singing it out so loud and so clear, but let love have a word with your fears. Also let your light shine and give me a clue to the things that are really important to you. Give me a dream I can hold on to, the ways that you pass on what's given to you. You tell what you are. Nobody's gonna have to look far. You're singing it out so loud and so clear, but let love have a word with your fears.
Thank you, Paul and Tom. Our next performers are Becky and Tom von Fischer, and they are from the Ohio District. Tom is director of the Ohio District Camping.
I would like to play a number for you from Carmen by George Bizet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky and Tom. We have a closing number before we have a grand finale where all of the performers are going to get up in front together and we're all going to join in singing Amazing Grace, and that's hymn number 448 if you have your hymnal. The closing number is a benediction song that Dar and Buffy are going to sing. They're Holden Village people.
I think a lot of you probably know this song, so join in with us. We'll probably sing it several times through, and it's really simple. The words are just,
the blessings of the Lord be upon you, the blessings of the Lord be upon you, the blessings of the Lord be upon you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his make his face to shine upon you. And I just learned it too, so.
Okay. So please do sing. Start over. We're getting this down. Okay.
You're not the one playing the guitar.
Okay.
Shall we try intro?